Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I have to give him credit where it is due. I have heard two Eagles Saints promos. They have both made me chuckle.
Great job, Battle. That's all. That's all.
Okay, yeah. That's all you got.
Yeah. All right. Just let him know that he's done a great job.
Stop.
We're team guys.
We are team guys. We don't always act like team guys, though. We act like team guys on our team.
Yeah, this show, and you're starting to get there, which is good, because Ike and I were...
Us against the world sort of thing?
Well, yeah, but Ike and I are often wondering, like, are you part of our team? Or are you still brand manager, Spike?
Yeah.
You know, and we take down everyone. You know what I mean? Like, that's the big
question. Our teammates.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Mainly our teammates.
Speaking of teammates.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
What I have for you today is five things that we can't let happen, because there are things going on in the sports world and at the station that must be put to a stop. Okay? Put to a stop doesn't make any sense. I'm well aware, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Number five. Does anyone listen to this station? Because overnight, we got John Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's been doing something all week. Again, city's collapsing. City's melting down. Eagles lose.
Yep.
Phils, they're fine. They're great. There's a new arena downtown.
City is melting down?
Melting down.
Okay.
And I got John Johnson doing something called Peanut Butter Week.
He's just breaking
down the different kind of peanut butter treats on his snack of the night. Listen, here's a sample of Peanut Butter Week.
As we continue through Peanut Butter Week, we hit an interesting crossroads, because the item I'm going to feature now can be eaten two different ways.
Wow.
It can either be eaten cooked or uncooked.
Ooh.
Now, what could I possibly be talking about?
I don't know, almost anything.
Well, let me, without further ado, introduce it. Ladies and gentlemen, my snack of the night, Reese's Peanut Butter Cookies. Oh.
What are we doing?
Well, in fairness to John, he's got 4 hours to fill by himself in the overnight.
We're eating peanut butter?
Loves snacks.
Obviously, he does a snack at a night.
I do think peanut butter is maybe the most, diverse food there is. You can put it on salty stuff, on sweet stuff. You know, if you're gonna do a week of any food, the peanut butter is a good one.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. Peanut butter, you can do a lot with it.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cup.
I love that he said, he goes, "Now this is something you could eat either raw or cooked." Wow. You whittled it down from every vegetable, fish, like there's a long list,
man,
there, John.
Peanut butter week. Off to a hot start.
So what is it that we can't let happen here?
Peanut butter week again. Okay. Come on. Okay. Jeez.
Right.
Yes.
The fourth, at least during football season.
Okay.
You want to do peanut butter week in July, knock yourself out. Okay? Jeez. Right.
I agree.
The fourth thing that we can't let happen is we can't let Belichick get to the Cowboys or Giants. I need Bill. I need Belichick wearing midnight green / Cali green.
Well, Jack, hate to tell you, brother, but that's probably not going to happen.
I disagree.
Where would you rank likelihood? Giants, Eagles, Cowboys, rank them.
I would go Bill Belichick. Cowboys, Eagles, Giants.
Giants. Yeah. Yes. I think I'm the same place.
He is going to be in the NFC East next year.
Yeah, I don't know why he would want to be a Giant. Other than the fact that he used to work there.
And he has a good relationship with the owner, but there's not a lot of talent there. And he's, you know, old.
What's he going to have? Shedeur Sanders as his quarterback? Like what's he going to do?
I don't know.
Now, you know that's not going to work. Yeah, so.
Is there a free agent they could pay?
I was going to say, he's going to have to go out and get a free agent quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm sure Russ is available.
Russ will be available.
Bring him in.
Yeah. Doesn't the Cowboys
Carson?
Thing? I feel like it could.
Carson will be available.
Yeah. I feel like I already see the ESPN like breaking news that Bill Belichick has agreed to a 7-year, $100 million contract to coach the Cowboys.
Yes, right off into the sunset. It's like his what do they call it? The golden parachute when you retire. They give you the yeah. That's what this contract, Jerry Jones will be giving out. To Bill Belichick at about $25 million a year.
They both ride off into the sunset together?
Yeah.
Let me ask you both this question. Would you take, if I guaranteed you Bill Belichick, would you take a 6-win Eagles season this year?
No.
Yes. Bring me Bill.
And that's why we're not getting Bill, because
they're going to be too good.
This team is going to be too good. They're making the playoffs, and Nick Sirianni isn't going anywhere.
Hmm. Yep, I agree. The third thing that we can't let happen, and this might be gambling infused, might be fantasy infused, but a lot of rumblings. The defense is back. We can't let defense get back into the
league.
No. It's way more fun with more points. This sucks.
Well,
there's no passing anymore.
It's brutal. Offense has to figure it out. It's Vic Fangio's defense, really, that ruined
the stats.
Well, really, because it's really, he's the one that sort of popularized the too high safety game, right?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Which basically has murdered passing. Well, that and the fact that the quarterbacks are doing all this RPO stuff in college, and then they can't really navigate deep throws and that sort of stuff. So it might take a few years for this to reverse. It's not going to be next year, I don't think.
All I know is that the NFL is going to find some way to get points back on the board.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't want 3 yards cloud of dust?
We're going to ban cover 2 defense like Mel Kiper suggested. Yeah.
No more 2 safeties in the back. That's how football's meant to be played.
Well, the other sports, the NBA started having illegal defense because of Will.
Yep.
And then they added the 3-point line, which is a big change.
Two-way zone defense.
Yep. MLB.
Told us about guys like LeBron could still have a career.
Right. For as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball got rid of the shift, which is a big thing.
Which I was happy about.
Yeah, I think most of us were. The pitch clock.
A decade ago, Ryan Howard still be playing.
Sure. So maybe... Maybe the NFL will change the rules to increase offense like that.
I need it, because we want to make some money here. The second thing that we can't let happen is, even though we made him number one in Eagles power Insider of the Year power rankings yesterday,
Elliot,
we can't lose Elliot. He hasn't been responding to text messages since the big reveal. We might have gone a little too hard,
really,
on old Elliot.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. And today, in a truly shameful act, he labeled the Eagles' offensive line as elite.
I saw.
It's just a shameful act. But we can't lose Elliot. We got to rein him back in. We love you, buddy.
We love Elliot.
It's just a bit.
Wow.
Elliot's not returning your text messages?
No.
Spike, I told you went too far.
Always.
You did not tell me I went too far.
You encouraged it, actually. Yeah.
Everybody was like, funny idea.
Yeah. Now, maybe because I did send him a picture of Walker's baby stuffed squirrel today. And I said, this kind of looks like you.
And that's why he's not answering.
No, I think it was Eagles Insider of the Year.
Have you texted him anything else?
I mean, like, we're in a group chat, me and Seltzer with him. Me and Seltzer are talking. It's just one member of that group is sitting out.
I'm going to text him now.
Oh, let's see if you get a response.
Are you mad at us?
Okay. Wow.
All right.
We can't lose Elliot.
Okay. No, we can't. No. I love it. Was so important you did not lose Elliot that you made it public.
Yeah. Yes, to ridicule him more.
On the radio, in a segment we feature by name every day at the same exact time.
And everybody is listening.
Yeah, good move, Jack. You're a person to person kind of guy.
Real buddy there.
Yeah.
Real friend.
Just text me back.
Yep.
The number one thing that we can't let happen is announced, I guess, last night. Eli Manning, possibly an NFL Hall of Famer.
Oh, he's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. We can't let it happen.
It's just, come on.
We can't let it happen.
Everyone agrees he shouldn't be a Hall of Famer, but oh, well, he beat Brady twice. He's not a Hall of Famer. That does get you in the Hall of Famer. Everyone's like, he's not a Hall of Famer because we watched Eli Manning. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Won two Super Bowls.
I think that's what anyone says, but there's no other reason why he's a Hall of Famer. He sucked.
He didn't suck.
He mostly sucked.
He mostly sucked.
Did he ever finish top 10 in MVP?
No. Maybe that one year when they were 13-3. And that was the year we went up there and beat them. Like, they rarely had years where they were a dominant team. But the one year they were a very good team, I think it was 08. That's the year when McNabb answered the phone on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were the number one seed that year.
Dude, he's a four-time Pro Bowler. He's never been top 10 MVP voting. Like, I know he beat Brady twice.
I agree.
It'd be like putting Foles in.
They beat the undefeated Patriots.
I'm aware.
It's not
and
like
he's
putting
a Manny.
Foles in.
And it's not like Foles. At least Eli, to that idiot, benched him for Geno Smith for one game. Eli would have been the all-time consecutive games player.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
yeah,
they
it wasn't
him
until
for
the
no
end.
Reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, what's his name?
Ben McAdoo. He should never coach again.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? Your GM was like, hey, we should probably bring him to Philly. And you're lucky Ben McAdoo got a call from the Giants.
Yeah, Coughlin wanted to come, too. Yeah, everybody up there wanted to come down here.
And nobody wants to hear this, but he did it in New York, which...
It's harder to play there.
Profile-wise, yeah. it means overall, it's just a higher, it's a bigger thing. You do it in New York, you do it anywhere else.
And he's actually been more of a high-profile guy since he retired than he was when he played. He didn't search out commercials in the camera when he was a player.
It's funny. His whole job with the Giants now is they just... Like he's like a mascot.
Yeah.
He goes out, shakes hands, smiles, you know.
I mean, he's not greater than LT.
No.
But I'm trying to think. Frank Gifford? Like, who would you put in front of Eli Manning?
As an all-time Giant?
Yeah. Well, Y.A. Tittle? Like, what are we looking at?
It's really...
I mean, LT is
LT.
One.
That's a really good question.
Because you can't. I mean, he's played quarterback.
Oh, Strahan.
Strahan's a good one.
Yep. Better player.
Yep. As all-time
not
Giant.
Not a better Giant.
No. Yeah,
can't be.
I would agree. Yeah.
Can't be.
He's mostly beloved. Now, they did fight about him constantly in New York, but is beloved now. By the way, Elliot says, I asked him, are you mad at us? He says, no, why would I be? Did something happen on the show today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you knew something happened on the show, yeah.
That was yesterday. Well. Jack said you weren't answering his text.
This is going well.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
We're just covering our bases.
Yep.
We make sure that we keep everyone happy.
Can't put Tiki in front of him.
No.
Yeah. Not Justin Tuck.
No.
Not Plaxico.
Brandon Jacobs.
Justin or Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, you got to go with Eli, man.
What a sad franchise.
with four titles.
Yeah, we don't have any quarterbacks who won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, whatever. Overrated. Actually great players. You know what I mean?
This hour is brought to you by Guided Tour and Window. Buy a window or door. Get the second half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Tour and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Does Eli Manning belong in the Hall of Fame? 215? No. Aaron and Mount Airy. Aaron and Mount Airy, I think, agrees with me on the Eagles. What up, A?
What's up, fellas? And it's funny y'all mentioned Eli Manning because every time his name gets mentioned, I go on the rant. I can't cuss. He is a bum. I do not want that man in the – like, if he goes to – and I know, what's that quarterback that didn't win nothing from the Chargers that made the Hall of Fame? Okay, but we can't double –
Philip Rivers.
Dan Fouts?
Oh, Dan Fouts.
Yeah, Dan Fouts. Philip, yeah, and I don't know why do you like quarterbacks who put up meaningless stats like Philip Rivers? Like, why do you like this type of quarterback?
I love Dan Marino, though.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Spike. He loves Philip Rivers. He talks about Philip Rivers a lot.
Well, I just think he was good, you know. And if he was if he was in a better situation, he could have won a Super Bowl.
If he was a better quarterback, he could have won a Super Bowl.
He was a good quarterback.
He was a good quarterback. He was.
He had Antonio Gates at LT. How much better situation can you give him?
That's two Hall of Famers right there, A.
Antonio Gates probably a top six tight end, and LT probably a top five running back. Mm-hmm. And he had that, but couldn't get to the – we got the 1-AFC championship game, right?
And blew the lead, yeah. Blew it.
But he had a messed up knee. It don't matter. But you like the meaningless quarterback, stack quarterback, Spike. But you love Nick Foles because he was – but it is what it is. Listen.
I didn't know this was the rip spike for liking Philip Rivers' call.
Yeah, well, I don't like Eli Manning. His name just does something to me, and I don't care about that he won the Super Bowl. He didn't win it. The defense did. So they shut down the Patriots both them games. He got one guy caught on his helmet. Another guy made a great catch on the sideline. But we don't give them no credit. It's all about
that was a great throw though. That throw to Manningham.
The one to Manningham
up the sideline.
It was a better catch than throw. You know it was. Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, that was a great throw. That was a great throw.
Yes.
Man, he got luck. But listen, the problem with the Eagles, right?
Yep.
The defense is atrocious. We know that. I've been saying it all season. Defense is atrocious. And I sit there watching the game, and, like, we got two big guys in the middle, but guys are just running up the middle. And I'm watching the linebackers. They can't shed no.
Nope.
They can't shed nothing. The guard get their hands on them, and then the running back already by it. They can't shed, and Reed Blankenship, he overruns every tackle. Like it's just so we know what the defense is. So we got to outscore people, and the way we outscore people is with Jalen Hurts not turning the ball over. He had that one turnover, but points have to be put on the board because the defense will not consistently hold. Like somehow in the crunch time we will get smoked.
Can I offer one other thing there, Aaron? I may be changing my mind on the sort of take what the defense gives you thing with Jalen. But here's if we're going to need to outscore teams, we just can't do it 4 and 6 yards at a time. It's not going to work. It's
that is true.
They're just now their biggest yards after catch guy is AJ Brown, so that's important. I think Dallas Goedert could actually be one if they would actually throw him the ball.
You know, we overcorrect him with Goedert this week, right?
Yes, for sure.
Give me the Rams week all over again.
Yeah,
like last year.
But 11 targets.
Who did?
No, he's saying he's going to get 11
targets.
11 targets. This week.
Yeah.
And we're going to forget that Devontae Smith is on the field.
We just watched a game where he did the take what's there thing, and they scored 21 points, which is not going to be enough for a team that has to carry its defense. I think at times, sometimes situation will call for a 9-minute drive. It was actually not a bad time for it to happen there. But the problem
just
is
didn't finish it.
Yeah, the problem is keeping the defense off the field is fine, but if when the defense gets on the field, they're allowing scores too, and that team can score quickly and we can't. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up in situations like the Atlanta game. Just maybe against teams who are better at scoring than Atlanta is. It makes me pretty nervous doing it that way. I don't know what our options are, but I'm a little weary of that whole plan. You know.
No, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
But like, I can't put it into words. The defense pains me because we've had. For the last few years, the defense has not been a good defense. And I don't understand why. They invest in the defensive line. They put money in the backfield. So why are we such a poor defense? We switch defensive coordinators, but we're still a poor defense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Because
they don't have good players.
Well, yeah, because we're about at some point,
But the Chiefs didn't have good players 2 years. They were all young, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, they developed into good players. And to your point, the Chiefs' young defense wasn't great the year they won the Super Bowl, but they were much better last year. We weren't great last year with our young players, but we don't see the jump this year from the players.
Jalen Carter, he's absent. Big boy.
Big Baby Davis, Jordan Davis.
We all went crazy about Zach Baum because he's an average linebacker around other average linebackers. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. You got a dance for us?
Yeah. What's your favorite dance?
Remember when Yoshi said, "Hey, you got to hold down for the black people." You disappointed when you said the centipede, man. Come on, man. But you know what I'm going with?
What?
I'm going with the WAP. And you know what? Another fake spike. You're such a New York snob.
What?
You know you. You're such a New York snob.
No, I'm not.
He really is.
I love.
He will tell you I live in New York. I lived up there.
Well, it's true.
You will. I worked there for 3 years.
Things are different in New York. It
is.
Yeah, they basically said it means more.
Hold on. I chose to come back here. You know, everyone.
We bailed you.
Hold on. We came and got you.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm saying they weren't. I wasn't unemployed. They
sure,
wanted to
yes,
keep me employed
yes,
in New York.
They certainly wanted to keep you.
They absolutely wanted to keep me.
Yes.
So no disrespect to the current program director there, but they wanted to keep me. So I think I should get credit for ultimately choosing Ike and Jack and Philadelphia over
New York,
the biggest city in the world.
Well, what about this piece of audio?
This is the Mecca.
I mean, you hear that? I know it's your first day on the job in New
what
York.
What do you want me to say to Boomer Esiason on the WFAN morning show?
How'd you pull that up?
This is the Mecca.
All right.
Where'd you get that from?
I've had that one saved for
get
a
out
while.
Of here. Aaron, I can't. This call has been destructive.
Hey,
for
man,
me.
Stop taking my black card, man. I can't remember some of these dances, man.
The WAP, you got the, because ain't no more brothers called, so you got the WAP, you got the Running Man, you got the Cabbage Patch. Come on, you got them all.
That is true. I was, now, what did I go with? Centipede?
Yeah. Centipede.
Yeah,
centipede.
Happy about that. The black delegation was like, no.
Yes. They count on you.
Yes,
they can't
do.
Count on us.
They do, yes.
Yeah.
Well, a little behind the curtain thing.
Yeah.
In our private meetings.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been told, the black people meetings?
The black delegation,
okay.
Yeah. I've been told I'm letting way too much music. Y'all just done took over the whole music scene here.
But that's not true.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right.
We have Creed at 5:30.
Well.
They're not Creed. The Creed is
not Creedsmen.
Does it fit the demographic?
Well, we gotta have. We can't have one Creed.
Hold on.
You know what we should do?
I like Creed.
We should. We had discussed introducing Annie Up by MOP on one of the returns every day.
And I think Jack has no idea about the song.
No idea.
But it's a great one.
But hold on.
What?
How am I supposed to replace We Bring the Boom?
Well, so that isn't a black or white thing. That's on everybody's For You page.
That's TikTok.
AJ and Big Justice is bringing us all together.
We have almost every demographic covered. Sometimes we mix in some rap. We got TikTok. We got hard rock.
Yep.
We got country.
I said we are a very diverse group here. I said that.
We got to get K-pop then. If we're going to get every demographic,
okay.
We have to get the Korean pop. We're going to have to get some, you know, Latino
Korean
music.
Korean pop.
Yeah, maybe we get a Bad Bunny. That's Latino, right?
I don't mind that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't mind a little salsa music.
Yeah.
J-Lo?
It's like the Mecca.
I can't believe the black delegation is upset about Creed.
Well,
Creed is for the people.
That's exactly right.
May have been the Big Justice and AJ thing took them over the top.
Yeah, I can see that. That's a very white thing to be in on.
Yes, even though
I'm
AJ
in on
and
it.
Big Justice are on the For You page.
They are, yes.
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 But that was only 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? Like, we had to introduce Ike to
yes,
Big Justice and AJ.
No, you definitely introduced me to him.
Okay. All right. We will get to the text line. And, you know, Yoshi is on hold. So we have to find out his opinion on the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
something freaky.
Apparently, he's got a very controversial opinion on twerking.
Oh, okay.
See, the delegation should be happy with that tease. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Though the high that you get from the life, if you feel it raising up in the sky.
Most, I know you're feeling it. Crystals are nice, I like the toast.
Creed's gone now. I don't want the delegation.
There you go.
Creed's gone now.
Transactions illegitimate, well, life is still a painting, and then you die, but you had to go Jay-Z, but
well, yeah, because you took him off your Mount Rushmore. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, thank God I did.
Yep.
He'll be looking over his shoulders for a while.
Oh, a lot of people are going to be looking over their shoulders.
Yeah. My whole For You page is all about the. It's all it is.
Oh, my God. It's taking over, right? Can't even escape it.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What do we think the odds are that Buzz is on the list, any of those parties?
Well, for the wrong thing, though. I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm
Bieber wasn't available.
There it is. Way to play the music, Jack.
Thank you. Buzz, what happened to fantasy this week?
Buzz is here. He is the commissioner of our fantasy football league. He's here to give him a recap. Yes.
Yeah, nothing will keep the delegation tuned in like this segment.
Yes.
Let's give a recap first on what you all did this week. Spike, you got in the win column. You
I
got
did.
On the board with a win. You cruised to a 30-point win over Ryan. Huge weeks from Malik Nabers, George Kittle, DK Metcalf. You now, you know, get out of the basement. You're into seventh place at 1-1.
Yeah, you know, the Yahoo thing that emailed me told me that I drafted Malik Nabers way too high.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Yahoo, you don't know what you're
talking
about.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about, buddy.
I got nothing, no one else to throw to. This guy's awesome. Okay, cool. I felt good about a win. I mentioned, I think it was to Jack, when I lost my first week, I was like, this is why I hate fantasy. I hate mm-hmm. this. I don't want to do it anymore.
You
then I won the second week, and I said, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can win. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, you're right in the mix. It was a letdown, opposite direction, letdown week for Ike.
Mm.
George Pickens, Kyle Pitts, Xavier Worthy, all at five or less.
Yeah.
Tough showing.
Wow, that is
rough. A big win for Scott over Ike, who entered the week in last place. So Ike drops down to sixth.
Oh, right Thank ahead you. Of me.
Appreciate that, Buzz.
Listen, I'm objective here.
Yeah, these are boomer bust guys.
Yep.
Xavier Worthy. I knew I couldn't expect the two touchdowns that he got opening night.
Every week.
Yeah, because he's a boomer bust guy. He's not a volume catcher. He's going to be a guy who gets two or three touches, and you got to hope he scores on one of them or has a big play. That way your end result numbers will look okay. And he didn't get that last week.
He did not.
And I think the one time they threw it to him, he got picked off. That was the one-handed interception
the
Cincinnati Bengals corner had. So, yeah, it was –
I thought Pitts was going to have a bigger day than he did.
Man, Pitts is killing me. Two straight weeks.
What do you have, 25 yards? 30? All I remember is that one catch, that one 12-yarder in the final drive or whatever.
Now, it was against the Eagles, so I didn't necessarily
feel
I wasn't as down about Pitts. But because Bijan had a good day that day. Yeah. Sorry.
Ran all over the Eagles. And in one of the all-time bad beat fantasy matchups I have ever seen, Jack lost by .34 to Yoshi.
Loss is a loss.
Yeah.
Loss
is a loss. Had Saquon Barkley in the lineup, had he caught the
Catch
ball.
Catch the ball!
Had he caught the ball, had he gotten in the end zone, if any, just about anything had gone differently
for Jack. It's ridiculous. Right. He went down the one-yard line, couldn't score a touchdown, couldn't catch the football. It's a joke.
That messed up the parlay.
Always.
Anytime touchdown from Saquon. Needed that one.
Yeah, I needed that one.
Although then I wouldn't have gotten the anytime one from Jalen.
Good point.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's 123 points. Team's obviously playing good football. I feel okay about my
You like your team?
Yeah, it's a good squad.
We have the same record.
Yeah, well, running backs are back. So
you all three have the same record. Yeah, a lot of league is 1-1.
Yeah. Well, parity's good for our league.
Well, there's a lot of parity in it, which brings me to my key takeaways from week two.
Okay.
First of all, Kimberly is 0-2, but has more points than the defending champ, Brian, who's 2-0.
Nothing worse. Nothing worse.
Why I hate fantasy football.
Brian's in third place. Kimberly's in 10th. Kimberly's got more points than Brian.
Yeah, that's tough.
Brian got a win in week two with the second fewest points in the league. And the only reason he won is because he was playing Dominic.
This is why I hate fantasy football.
Yeah, I thought he was playing OG Wade because I know he has the lowest points every week.
Every week. Yeah. Every week. Now, Dominic's
actually worse than OG Wade right now.
Which is unbelievable.
It's actually impressive. It is legitimately impressive. So, yeah, Dominic might be worse than OG Wade. That was actually one of my takeaways as well. And then the third one that Jack hit on is this league's going to be more competitive than I've heard about this league being in years past. Basically, everyone but OG Wade and Dominic are in the hunt. Everyone's 1-1. Got a couple 2-0 teams at the top. I think there's going to be a lot of competitive matchups down the stretch.
Well, that's what happens when you bring a real commissioner in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack.
I really appreciate the work you've done to bring parity to the league.
It's hard to win back-to-back years in this league. I've always said that.
Yeah.
No one's done it. We're
going to get to our power rankings, the AP top five, if you will.
Okay.
Coming in at number five, it's going to be iRise. Now, okay. I know a lot of people won't be happy to hear a Cowboys fan on this list, but he did boat race the hell out of OG Wade in week two. And after a loss to Ike, he bounced back. He only starts one Cowboy per week. Seems like he's dialed down the Cowboy love in his lineup and expect him to stay competitive. At number four, that's where Ike falls in. He dropped a little bit in week two.
Okay.
But you come in ahead of iRise because he beat him head-to-head in week one.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Even though iRise does actually have more points than you now.
Mm-hmm.
By one point.
But I'm just saying, I'm not going straight off the computer rankings. Number three is Jack. He's still got a really, really good team.
Hosed
in week two. It happens. I expect Jack to have a competitive team throughout the rest of the season here and potentially compete for one of those top seeds in the playoffs.
Okay.
Number two is Yoshi. He beat Spike. He's beaten Jack. He's coming for Ike in week four.
Wow.
But he put up 125 in both weeks. I mean, that's consistency across the board. That's what you look for.
Yep. We can't let Yoshi beat Ike.
Especially when we gave him...
Well,
iRise.
We gave Yoshi special dispensation to get into the league, and he's here beating everybody.
He's beaten 2/3 of this room already.
Yeah.
So
wow.
And who's number one?
I'll hold us down.
He's looking to clean sweep the show. Yeah. At number one, James at 2-0. He's got the most points. He had the foresight to have Jordan Mason stashed on his bench in week one.
How about that?
He's put up 127 at least in back-to-back weeks. He's got Lamar, Chris Godwin. The only thing I don't get about his roster is he still has two defenses, but literally everything else about his roster is good.
It's working
first place
for him.
And the points show it. The record shows it. So across the board, there's no reason to knock him down just yet.
All right. Good job, Buzz.
Yeah, I look at his roster, and I'm like, this is not that impressive of a roster. Now, they played well the first 2 weeks, and that's why he's won. But Lamar, Chris Godwin, DJ Moore, Breece Hall is good. Hunter Henry.
I think he tried to draft somebody that was drafted five or six different times.
Well, he couldn't figure out the app either, so I had to deal with all that. So that already annoyed me enough, but he's been great.
But Sunday, he shows up.
Shows up on Sunday.
He
Red
does. Light
Give
player.
Him credit.
Yep. He's the Allen Iverson of the fantasy. Yep. So that is our fantasy football report from Commissioner Buzz. Good job.
Thank you, Buzz.
The Eagles injury report, not great.
Uh-oh.
A.J. Brown did not practice.
Okay.
Johnny Wilson did not practice. C.J. Gardner-Johnson did not practice. I did not know C.J.G.J. had an injury. He's, of course, been injury-prone throughout his career, but no C.J.G.J. at practice.
It wasn't a rest. It didn't say rest.
No, it's his foot.
Oh, foot.
Yeah, hamstring, obviously, for
A.J.
For A.J., hamstring for Johnny Wilson, foot for C.J.G.J. Not great. Not great.
Nope. Could be closer to getting Cooper. Are we getting Cooper DeJean on the field?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Vic Fangio said he's the backup nickel right now.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's backing up Avante.
Yeah.
That's his position.
Yeah. I know. But like, I don't know if there's cross training going on with Cooper. Right.
What do you mean?
I don't know if he's training at safety. Right. Seems like he's only been in the nickel.
So the guy who has beaten 2/3 of this show in fantasy already is here. Yoshi's on WIP.
My man Spike, big I judge you, baby. I mean, man, why y'all put buzz on before me? Because I had all this stuff in my head to talk about football, but now I'm just thinking about fantasy and the different, you know, 2/3 of the room, yes, I have beat. And I own Ike Reese already. So, you know.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, boy, I told you, I got screenshots. Don't play with me. I went through my phone searching fantasy. Martin Reese Fantasy League. Like, and I found some stuff. Like, I do own you, man. Anytime you jumping up here talking about, dude, the centipede, I'm with Aaron. Like, the centipede.
Listen, I was trying to name a dance that wasn't as popular so everybody would have a dance.
You up here acting like Terry Crews, man. You got a whistle in your mouth and dancing on the floor. Boop, boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop. Like, come on, man. That's who you should be for Halloween now. Terry Crews coming up with these dumb dances.
Oh, man.
Like, you're ridiculous. Ain't nobody out here taking your card. You giving it back. The only reason you still got it right now is because the family portrait sitting on your mantelpiece in the house.
Damn right.
Your kids and your wife. That's the only reason. Like, God Almighty, boy. You made me bring out Cook God Almighty. You know it's serious. You got do better, brother. Do better. You giving it away.
Okay.
And I agree, man. Look. Put Cooper in. Yeah, put Cooper in. See, slide Cooper to the slot and put Maddox out at the safety, and we're doing a whole way better. I mean, there's no way that Devin White should not be on that field. He should be on that field to some capacity. I'm like 8 to 10, but I believe, you know, closer to 6. You know, we've seen Jalen. If Jalen played like he played on those scoring drives consistently last Friday and how he took over and became Jalen in the second half Monday night and just stay like that in the moment. Stop straying away, doing the dumb stuff. And we'll stay closer to 6. And I need and we talk about run the ball. Yeah, run the ball. Because in 2022, that's what we did. We ran the ball up and down the field, and then it made that field wide open for daggone AJ and Devontae and for daggone Watson to catch one and drop 1,200. What's the thing? That's what they got to do, man. And defense, I need them to just put the best on the field. I need Clint Hurt to go ahead and suit up. Because what he's teaching these boys ain't working, so he needs to suit up. You know what? I wish they had some old-school Jim Johnson in the playbook.
Mm-hmm.
We need some zone blitz schemes, some double-A gap blitz, 2 inside linebackers blitzing up the middle, making that quarterback say, ouch! Well, I ain't going to cuss. Well, I almost cussed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need cuss. I almost. That's what we need, Ike Reese.
I'm with you.
We need it. And let me jump into fantasy one quick second.
Yeah.
You know, Dom kept coming on this daggone radio, and Spike, my good friend Spike, had to mention it. What's name once again? But Dominic kept coming on this radio station and kept saying that I was a charity case. He went on Spike Eskin's page and said, I was a charity case. You know what, Dom? I like you. I met you. You're a good dude. But you're at the bottom of the deck list. You need some charity. God Almighty, I hear it made me bring it out again. Don't play with me, boy. I get in my bag. I'll be on that waiver wire and call it a thing. I've seen you a couple times in 8 weeks. Yeah. #58 just made a move. I said, look at my boy. I should hit him up and be like, can I get Kyler Murray?
Hey, what you want to do? Talk to me. Talk to me if you need him.
I have Brock Purdy if you need him.
I don't want him. What's his name? I don't want him. He got butt on his head. He's like the quarterback from the longest yard. I should have ate that popcorn. Throwing the ball right to the man, letting it slip out of his hand. Like, come on, man. And yes, I'm tired of twerking. What's his name? You know why? Because now my wife wants to twerk. Every time I turn around, she walking past the TV trying to twerk. I was like, girl, you need to go somewhere. You got a nice little body, but you going to break your back. You just a Stop it.
What is going on right now?
Yeah, this is an all-time caller.
Man, I start looking at the young girls and feel like an old man. Now, that girl need to go somewhere and sit down. Like, I don't even like twerking no more. I don't like it no more. It ain't gotten nasty to me. It just don't look right. If I ain't in the strip club and daggone glitter box twerking, it don't matter no more. It don't matter. I'm tired of it. And my favorite dance, what's that? I'm going old school. Pop lock, baby.
Oh, pop lock. There you go.
Still
pop
lock, baby.
There we
go. I love y'all, Cass. I own you, and I have beaten 2/3 of the room. And I rise, you next.
Well, Yoshi is on one.
Fired up today.
Yeah, geez, Louise, man. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Whose analysis of the Eagles are you going to believe? Spike? Or a guy who played 8 years of cornerback at a high level? And by high level, I mean Pop Warner. O.G. Wade.
Wait a minute. Who is O.G. Wade talking about?
Then? Himself.
Oh, yes.
High level football.
Didn't he say he played it for 30 years or something? Or studied it for 30 years? He played for 8 years. The guy's got the phoniest resume in America.
He's a podcast host, though.
Yeah. Justin carries that show.
Uh-oh. He's all said that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's starting dissension on the show.
What's next?
Get him, Mike. This show is insane. Baldy from the French Riviera.
just combative, being combative with the guests.
We are combative. I'll tell you what, though. I was not jumping in that one there.
Which one? The Lombardi one? Yeah. Well, he was mad. He picked on me for no reason. He said, you know, Kellen Moore makes this call. The analytics guys, sorry, Spike.
You love PFF.
That's when it started. You're right. That's when it started.
Yeah.
That's when it started because then hold on. Well, I felt like Baldy got upset at me for no reason last week.
Yes. No, I agree. Yeah. No one's mad at, Elliot's mad at me.
He's not mad at you. I checked with him. He doesn't even know why you think he's mad. He didn't even hear the Eagles Insider of the Year.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure he didn't hear Eagles Insider of the Year.
What's next?
Spike doesn't have many friends because he sells drugs to children.
All right.
Nick in Delaware.
I don't sell drugs to children.
That one.
It's not going anywhere, man.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Thank goodness it says I don't sell drugs.
Yes.
What is next?
Yeah, boy. I love me a good dancer. Back in the day, I used to go to Wing Bowl just for the dancers. Especially this one named Coco. Mike Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
There I am, thrown into another situation with Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that Coco like chocolate Coco? And that's what he knows. That's Herb likes a little chocolate.
Yes, he does.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Coco.
Dude, I'll never forget. There's an Instagram photo out there of this girl, like doing a selfie in the mirror.
Yeah.
At like a gym or something. And Herb was just in the background.
Really?
Yeah. It's unbelivable.
You got to send that to
us. It was like a year and a half old.
You got to find it.
It's unbelievable.
You got to find it. What's next?
The opening credits were terrible. The plot was terrible. The acting was terrible. The ending was terrible. The sequel is going to be great. Chil Kapadia at the movies.
He did talk about how watching the game on, you know, to study it after he saw it was even worse than the first time, yet somehow he's picking them to beat the Saints.
A true homer.
Yep. He said he didn't even decide till he was on hold.
Yeah.
So, and he did give me credit for his
radio
career.
And he put it on record. Yeah. I saw his tweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
24-23?
Yeah. Well, he put out his spreads and he took the Eagles plus to 2.5.
There you go. What's next?
I really don't want to project bad vibes.
Spike yelling at people in line at the movies. Spike yelling at people inside the movies. Spike yelling at neighbors for not saying hello. Spike yelling at neighbors for driving too fast. Spike yelling at kids on the beach. Spike yelling at teenagers on the boardwalk.
Well, those all were you.
Absolutely true. The only one I would contest there is I do not yell at the neighbors for not saying hi to me. I complain about them on the radio.
Right, on the radio.
Very different. The today's Twitter question was brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. We have to give away the Phillies tickets for Monday for next question. Today in 1960, Chubby Checker went number one with his cover of The Twist.
Do you think that was his real name?
Chubby Checker? Chubby? No, probably not.
I was Charles.
Charles?
I have
Charles
no idea.
Checker? I don't know. So the question today was, what is your favorite dance, Jack? What are the finalists?
So Nick in Bucks County had the stanky leg.
Do the stanky leg.
Chris in Middletown had the chicken dance.
That's terrible.
John in Molka Hill with the electric slide.
That's a classic.
It's a big answer.
Yeah. Classic.
The Veep with the salsa dance.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck in Mount Airy twerking.
Chuck twerking.
Yep. Aaron in Mount Airy, the WAP.
WAP.
And Yoshi Pop Lockin.
Pop Lockin.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You don't know what is Pop Lockin is?
Pop Lockin is like part of breakdance.
Dude, yeah. I thought, I'm not joking. I thought it was Pop, Drop, and Lockin.
The song.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Pop, drop, and lock.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought it was.
Pop, lock, and that's the old rerun.
Ah,
you don't know,
okay.
You know rerun?
No, I don't.
What's happening?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he's
not
pop,
even
locking.
Close. Stanky leg.
What do you think, Spike? Stanky leg.
I'm fine with all of them. I mean, they're
pretty good.
I can't dance, so they're all equal to me. I'm fine.
What happened to the Dougie?
That was my answer.
Oh, that was your answer. Oh, okay.
I mean, twerking's kind of a big answer.
Is Chuck going to the concert?
Oh, it's the Phillies game.
Oh, it's the Phillies game.
If Chuck will go, I'm
Chuck
fine.
Would go.
It's Chuck.
Yeah.
It's just funny hearing him say twerking.
Yeah. I know. He's so excited about
it. He has to twerk at the game, too.
By the way, he's going to push me around in a wheelchair like this.
Oh.
Very nice.
Handlebars nice. Up there.
Okay. We will.
Short joke always works.
Jack, do you have a leading
what
off
you got
next?
Tonight?
Yeah, we got leading off.
Got no Ryan with the King?
No.
They're going right in leading off.
Yeah, no. Come on. We got Phil's baseball.
Phil's Mets. First of four tonight. And
Taiwanimus.
Taiwan.
Awesome.
Night.
Just split.
So, yeah. Split's fine.
They're one win away from clinching a postseason berth. The Braves already won.
Okay.
So, that's the only way they could clinch tonight a playoff berth.
Is if they win.
Yes.
All right. Jack in leading off is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be at the Chickies in Warrington. So feel free to come visit if you're there. Otherwise, just listen to the show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Join me and Birds legend Brent Celek this Saturday at the Acme Market at 19th in Oregon for a home gating party presented by Miller Lite. The action starts at 1 p.m. We'll have all kinds of prizes, tailgate food samples, courtesy of Deaton Watson, Meat Men, and special appearances from Swoop and the Eagles cheerleaders. Register for a chance to win WIP's ultimate home gating giveaway, where Brent and I will watch an Eagles game at your house. It's this Saturday at 19th in Oregon, at the 19th in Oregon Acme. Go to 94WIP.com. It's Miller Time, Eagles fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.